What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays, and we have an offer for you. All you have to do is deposit at least $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video, and you will get 3 free months of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. That covers everything that we have to offer in daily fantasy, season-long, and betting for all sports. Plus, new customers also start with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon deposit. Terms and conditions apply. Now, Ben, we are on to Survivor Week 11.
We certainly are, and I know a lot of people out there have been knocked out, but if you remain, there is no doubt that the stakes have been raised. There are not going to be a lot of people left in your pool, and we talked last week about some of the game theory aspects. We want to highlight those again. And just kind of dive in, because a lot of teams at this point are going to be unavailable to you, whether it's buys or certainly having just taken them. But despite all the crazy upsets, and we knew they were going to come, Josh, I mean, you always talk about, it seems like these 10-point favorites, like, oh, they'll never lose. Like, if you have a couple, it's a coin flip if they all win on a given week. Yep. We see that again here with the Browns as a 10-point favorite, the Titans as a 10-point favorite, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday Night Football as a 10.5-point favorite against the Giants. Is there one of those teams that you gravitate towards, or is there another avenue you're taking?
I mean, Cleveland to me stands out the most in that they're at home, they get Detroit, and they don't really have a ton of value moving forward. You know, they got Baltimore next week. They got Baltimore the week after their bye, so they go Baltimore bye, Baltimore.
Really?
I mean,
that's weird.
The Raiders are, they have the Raiders a little bit later who are, you know, mildly tumbling at Pittsburgh a little bit later. So Cleveland seems to me the team where that's where you want to concentrate what you're looking at if you still have them available, because they don't have the same sort of future value. Tampa's going to be a big favorite in most games that they're playing moving forward. Tennessee still gets a home game against Jacksonville and a home game against Miami, plus the road against Houston in week 18 if you still need to get there. So there's a lot of future value out there for Tampa and Tennessee, and I see a lot less for Cleveland.
I think you kind of summed it up. It's hard for me to push back on that. You know, all these teams, according to the books, have basically an equal chance to win the game. So you're not really evaluating that. You're evaluating going forward, which one of them will be in this similar position again? Who will be, you know, maybe a 10-point favorite in the future? It seems like Cleveland is the least likely to do that. So when you look at them, they're at home. They have to win these games. Now, they're not a great team. I do worry, but I worry about all these teams in some regard. That's the nature of the NFL, and we've seen it. I do want to ask you this. There are some people out there that have none of these teams available. All three are gone. If they were all off the board, what would you do if you had every other team available, say? To self-exclude?
No. Can I take a bye for week 11? No. I think, just looking at it, because the next biggest favorite on the slate is Buffalo. I think probably pretty likely that you do not have Buffalo at this point in time. San Francisco in Jacksonville is the fifth biggest favorite on the slate. That seems like the spot that I'd be most likely to go. I don't know if they have as much future utility as everybody else. New England probably fits in the same boat. They also get Jacksonville at home in week 17. I think it would be between those two. I would probably be leaning San Francisco.
Yeah, there's really no good, you know, there's no obvious answers for clear reasons. None of these games are big time spreads, or we would have brought them up at the top. I think you can certainly look to San Francisco. I don't mind that. I'm going to throw out the Chargers. They're at home. It's not the easiest spot. They get Pittsburgh coming in. Should be a very competitive game. It's a 4.5-point spread. But again, we're not going to have, it's week 11. There are not easy options out there. That is the nature of Survivor. So I think that is the way to do it. If you need extra guidance, and we've got it, we have a Survivor grid on the AwesomeO.com homepage. We also have an article. And of course, if you guys have questions, we've got a Discord where you can talk things through. No reason not to use every single resource for a Survivor this week and every week going forward.
Do you want to take a guess who the most picked team is for this week so far on Yahoo's pick distribution page?
I am going to say it's Tennessee.
You would be correct. I feel like you're saying that it's Tennessee because you also have that tab open. 48% of picks are Tennessee, which I think is pretty interesting, actually. It lets you just know how many people still have Tennessee available. Certainly makes me a little interested in not having Tennessee. Cleveland is third 12.5%, so 1/4 the ownership as of now. If that held, I would want it to. I would want to take Cleveland over Tennessee.
I would agree. No, the reason, honestly, that I guess that I was just thinking about my own survivor. I used the Browns earlier in the year when they played Houston. Yeah. I've used Tampa. I don't think I was even close to using Tennessee, to be honest. So that was just a team that I think for a lot of people, they've got a lot of backloaded games against the Jaguars and the Texans. So they're probably left. And that is even more game theory for you if you want to leverage against, you know, obviously the people in your league and try to finish it. The goal is just to survive. But at the same time, if you know that you get an upset and you take major advantage, why not try?
What do you, so a lot of people probably think, oh, I've made it to week 10. This is going to be easy. The odds of finishing this out are minuscule at best.
Yeah. Minuscule. I mean, it gets incredibly difficult. We've seen major upsets and those aren't going to stop. So you just have, again, I think you have to really start visualizing what does everyone else have left if you're in a smaller pool and there's only a handful of people left. And if you're in a longer pool, you have to plan out, I think, in like 3 to 4 week batches, kind of some different paths. And again, the survivor grid that we have can help you do that and all the resources here. No reason not to check those out.
It's looking good. Is this the end of Survivor for you and I?
It is, but it's not the end of Certainly Awesome Odds and us here on the Breakfast Menu. We're going back to our roots. We got this show started with the NBA playoffs. We're going to hoops, NBA betting, everything that we do here with Odd Shopper, finding those player props. I know, Josh, you've been deep into the NBA already. I may throw in a college basketball pick here and there as there well. So plenty of content. If you enjoy that kind of stuff, hit that like button and subscribe because a lot of that is coming to you soon.
That's all we got. Thank you for watching. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to BetMGM for being the presenting sponsor of The Breakfast Menu.